Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here in Audioboo. Driving to my wife's hometown, taking some goods up to her family to store and drop off. It's their goods. We had them down for a wee while, and now they're being returned. So I'm doing that. By the way, it's Sunday, the 30th of August. Just approaching 12 noon. And I'm using the wee, what we call the Northrigg, the wee Northrigg Road. It's a single track tarmacadam road that winds and undulates from the little suburb called Bathel off the town of Armadale. So, and this goes out the back. Used to be a really quiet wee road, hardly any traffic, usually just farm traffic, the odd car, but like every other little quiet, unregistered road, if you like. Lesser even than a D road, I guess. They've become really popular with the commuters, trying to get there or get to work or get home quicker because of the main routes now are so congested. Anyway, unfortunately I haven't passed one vehicle yet, so this Sunday. I was listening to Bernie Goldbach, who's at Top Gold, talk about his shed, his garden, his new home. It made me think of my shed that probably going on a year now since I demolished the old shed. It was needing taken down. It looked pretty good from the outside, but inside it was constantly leaking, and I knew that the inner sandwich materials were rotting away because I double skinned it. It was actually built, I built it myself, a bespoke build. It was actually built to accommodate one rabbit, one rabbit called Flopsy. This shed was actually supposed to be a hutch. It ended up 6 feet tall. Sloping roof with compartments and a caged double door front and a nesting box and play ramps and all kinds of things. Now, yeah, I haven't passed a car yet, but I'm now passing a horse. I'm just going to take it very easy, not spook the horse as I go along. It's a wave from the lovely lady rider. Why did I say she was a lovely lady rider? Well, of course, she smiled and gave me a wee wave to say thanks for slowing right down. Yeah, there you go. Courtesy on the roads. Didn't see the horse smile at me, Jim. Anyway, this was a custom built, and it was a proper shed, not a cheapo rough timber. It was, as I said, it was outside. It was weatherboarding, a sarking roof with felt. Inside was double skinned with fiberglass insulation and thin plywood to the inside, so that it had thermal properties, kept it cooler in the summer for the rabbit, kept it a wee bit warmer, cosier in the winter for the rabbit. It was actually overkill. One of those wee projects that took a hold of me, and it started off to be a modest little hutch, and that just grew and grew and grew. But having said that, it was fantastic to see this one rabbit scamper up ramps from floor level up to about 3 feet level, go through a cat flap into the nesting box, out the other side of the nesting box, through another cat flap into her front level, which was at about my waist height to my neck height. And I did that for the reason that my daughter, who was young at the time, could go out and be face to face with the rabbit when she was in her hutch, and to tend to her, because the front part of that nesting lounge area, if you like, was hinged and could open down to open completely down, in fact, or open down to a locked 90 degree angle, if you like, to the perpendicular, so that my daughter could bring the rabbit out onto that and groom the rabbit. So it was pretty complex. And cost me a lot of money. But if I had asked a company to build that, all that I had put into it, all the materials and design, I mean, it would cost an absolute fortune. Which brings me now around to the fact that I don't have a shed, and I haven't had a shed for a year. Eventually, when the rabbit died, which was a damn shame because it died far too young, and I won't go into why it died too young. But anyway, so I then began to use it for storage and started to put my garden tools into it. And then I put a wee seat in it so I could sit in there and in a summer's day or on a day when the rain was coming down, and I could sit and still watch the garden and enjoy the acoustics of rain hitting the roof, hitting the shrubs around. It was really pleasant. But then, as I said, it rotted away, so I had to take it down. So my wife said to me recently that it was about time I had the new shed. She's been at me since last year to get one. She's had the money for it. And she says, you know, you need to get this thing before the winter comes in and get all your gear, because I've got like an electric lawnmower, a fly mower, and a shredder, and all kinds of stuff. And they've been sitting out since last year. And they need to get in undercover before the winter comes, in case we get a bad winter. So she gave me an envelope the other day there with £500 to buy a shed, and I kind of went, wow. Well, I'm going to get a shed. That's going to be some shed. So I started to look all around at the B&Qs, the Dobby's Garden Centres, online. Local companies who have been building sheds and garages for years. And I was absolutely gobsmacked. Shocked, actually, I think was the word. Shocked at what they were charging for a modest 6x4 apex roof. Shocking. And some of those were for rough timber. They weren't for full weatherboarding quality stuff. The weatherboarded quality stuff was even more horrendous in price. So I sat and thought and thought and thought, and I know exactly the type of shed I want, and it's virtually the same as the last one without all the compartments and the special features. But I enjoyed that shape. It was pretty much perfect. And I could have one section for sitting in and a large section for my tools and garden equipment. So that's what I want. So when I looked around for anything similar to that, we were getting in the realms of having something that was more akin to a kiddie's fun play shed, if you know these things that they sell. They're horrendous. So anyway, I've decided to... after much thought, I've decided to build it myself, because I know that I can build it to the exact dimensions, size, shape, compartments, doors, whatever that I want, and I know that I'll be able to build it for a fraction of the cost that it would be if I asked some shed builder to come along and show my drawing and ask him to give me a price for that bespoke build. Never mind just buying a shed that's already been built, something that could be, you know, for example, an 8. Not that I want an 8x6, that's not the size I want. It would be, if you picture an 8x6 sitting sideways with doors on the sides, you know, just picture that, because that's how I want the shed to run. I don't want it to run longitudinally out from the west fence. I want it to run across the west fence, so in other words, wider than it is deep. So that's what I've decided to do, and I know I will be able to build it for a fraction of the cost. There's another incentive to do this. Is what my wife has said to me, that what's left out of the £500 after I built the shed, we're going to split. She's going to take half and I'm going to take the other half, and we can do what we like with it. So I've no idea what will be left at the end, but I know that the £500 would not nearly cover a bespoke build. be what I want, and we'd have to go over budget on that. And I know that I'm pretty damn sure if I can't build this for less than £250, there's something far wrong. Because it didn't cost me that, if, as far as my memory goes, to build that fancy shed stroke rabbit hutch all those years ago. So that's what I'm going to do, inspired by Bernie Goldbach, who has now given me incentive, listening to Bernie getting his shed all done. Give me an incentive to get my finger out and go ahead and start buying the materials in. And one of the other reasons that it being bespoke is, since I dismantled my large filter shed for my koi pond, I dismantled that was built completely of decking. So I kept all the decking that came off it, so it's all in the rafters of the garage. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a decking floor, so a very, very sturdy floor, and that utilises these offcuts of decking that came from the filter shed. So all that's going to be as flooring, and then the rest will be weatherboarding. So it's going to give me a sound, very extremely sound base to build everything on top of, and very durable, never ever rot or whatever. So also using new materials means that I don't have to buy or spend money on materials for the floor. I've already got all the materials. I've got some 3x3 timber, 4x4 timber, 2x2, and then 3x2s. These all came from the filter shed, by the way. And sarking. So I'm going to build this boat. And now that I think about what I've just said, is I'm probably going to be able to build this whole thing for less than £200. So that's £150 a piece, if everything works out the way I'm thinking. So there you go. As I said, inspired by Bernie Goldbach, who is at Top Gold, the best shed builders in the country. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye for now.